This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
You're listening to David on phoenixradio.com.au. Have you ever had the thrill of galloping on a horse, riding at breakneck speed with the wind blowing in your hair? When I was a kid, I never made it that far. I usually fell off, and the only thing in my hair was my fingers brushing the dust off while my sister galloped off on her horse. But I'm in safe hands here today because I'm joined in the studio by an incredibly talented horseman, a guy who made it to the World Championships in barrel racing. Michael Sanford, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here.
Just in case some of our listeners aren't familiar with barrel racing, can you give us a sense of what it's all about?
Absolutely. So I guess the main reason people compete in the sport is for the thrill. It's for the adrenaline. But it is basically a cloverleaf pattern around three drums, fastest time takes all. So you and your horse, the partnership between the two, it's about excelling yourself, pushing yourself to the limit, and seeing how quick you can get around the three drums and home again.
Sounds exciting.
Look, it is. It's certainly a high-paced sport, and you see a lot of the adrenaline junkies getting out there. We are called the rev heads of the horse world because we do love to go at breakneck speed, so it's great.
And I'm guessing you won a few championships before you went into the World Championships. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Absolutely. So my whole family competes, my wife, myself, my two children. So we've all picked up buckles along the way. So in 2018, I was the Open Men's Champion for MBHA. My wife has been a multi-divisional champion and Open Poles champion throughout the barrel racing world locally as well. And both my children have picked up buckles in the peewee section because they're within that age group. So we've been very fortunate because I like to say we're only fairly new to the sport still. So we've been barrel racing now for approximately 6 years. And there are people that have certainly won more accolades than us. But in the short time, I like to say we've been quite successful in what we have been able to achieve, especially within Australia.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Thank you.
And that took you to the World Championships. Where did you have to go for that?
Yeah, so that took us to the MBHA World Titles in 2019. We went over to Perry in Georgia in America. So it was quite a big trip, and we didn't get to take our own horses. We had to lease them from owners in the States. It was a great opportunity to see how people race overseas, and it is such a larger scale than what we have here in Australia. It was quite an eye-opening opportunity.
So take me through some of the highlights of the trip.
I guess the highlights for the trip for us were the food, obviously, in the States is amazing, but pushing yourself to a limit where you have to get on a horse that you don't know and you're only given a maximum of a week to actually get used to this animal before you're racing it as fast as you can in a completely different environment in front of thousands of people. Like, if we look at the rodeo scene here in Australia or the barrel racing scene, we're lucky to get hundreds of people watch. But over there, there are literally tens of thousands that rock up to sit in the stands. It is all filmed live. It's broadcasted across every sporting network. And so there's a bit of that nerve sitting in the back of your mind about, oh dear, I hope things go to plan here so that you don't have an embarrassing moment on live TV. But experiencing that, I think, gives you the confidence when you come back here to really take it up that next level as well.
Definitely. And how'd you go over there?
Look, I myself made it through the first three rounds, and so each round you have an opportunity to qualify for the next. Unfortunately, I missed out by 0.04 of a second to make the world finals. My wife made it all the way through to the world finals and finished 11th. So out of, I think it was 2,500 people that qualified to race at the World Championships, I think we did pretty good to end up where we did.
Exceptionally good.
Yeah, thank you.
So what was it like? How did it feel to be up there on the world stage?
Look, being up there on the world stage gave you a whole sense of accomplishment of where you started to where you're ending up. And it's that day-old thing where you're told, you know, aim for the stars and you'll still land amongst in the moon. Or aim for the moon, sorry, and you'll land in the stars. It's really setting yourself up to just have a goal at it, because when you get over there and you sort of take a moment to sit and look at where you are, it's a massive eye-opener on what can be achieved when you work to where you want to go.
So where to from here?
Well, at the moment, I'm actually the vice president of the National Barrel Racing Association in Australia. And what I've been able to do is look at what happened in America and how can we grow this sport to match that here. Because the atmosphere over there can be quite intimidating for people that are going to that have never experienced it. So we're trying to create that similar atmosphere, that similar experience here to give our riders the best opportunity when they leave our shores and compete overseas. So we've actually got our Australian titles coming up next week in Caboolture in Queensland, which we've got our largest amount of competitors we've ever had. We've got our largest amount of prizes and prize money. We're really expanding, and we're hitting that market now where we're getting the best of the best competing with us, and it's going to be an absolutely incredible thing. I myself am competing, and I don't know if I'll take out any major prizes because there are some amazing riders this year on the circuit. But look, you've got to be in it to have a go.
Sounds like a huge event for the Australian scene.
It is massive. We are aiming to be the biggest competition in Australia at the moment, and I think this next event is going to top that.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in, Michael. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, David. I appreciate it.
That was Michael Sanford, champion barrel racer. You've been listening to David on phoenixradio.com.au.
Have you decided to invest in yourself yet? It's not too late to start study in July with the University of Southern Queensland. With over 110 degrees available, we're a uni that supports you. Our flexible study options mean you can speed your degree up or go at your own pace. Whether you study online, on campus, or both, you're in control. Come out on top when you study with Australia's number one university for graduate starting salary. So what are you waiting for? Applications are closing soon. Apply now at usq.edu.au/yourtime.